A cold mass that's lingering over the island is threatening to turn roads into skating rinks for the morning commute today. The biggest problem will be freezing rain that could come as overnight snowfall transitions to rain early to late this morning, said Environment Canada meteorologist Derek Lee. It looks to be bad, Lee said Thursday. Definitely expect roads to be messy tomorrow. Lee said rain is expected to start melting the snow today, but the sheer volume means roads will be slushy and slippery. Roads can be very slick, even slicker than just pure snow because there will almost be like an added layer of ice over the snow. Greater than CR roundup of current conditions and cancellations. Police and road crews were warning drivers Thursday to stay off the roads if their travel isn't essential and to stick to main roads, which are more likely to be cleared, sanded and salted, where possible. SANIC Sergeant Damian Kowalowicz said driving in winter conditions is very unpredictable, and vehicles can end up spinning out or sliding. The risks of crashing during these weather events are higher. Kowalowicz urged drivers, pedestrians and cyclists to use extra caution while snowy weather persists. Oak Bay Sergeant Kevin Diacina noted that a driver who struck a 20-year-old pedestrian in a crosswalk on Ring Road at University Drive on Wednesday was doing under the speed limit, but hit a patch of black ice under the snow. The pedestrian was taken to hospital with a fractured shoulder. Environment Canada warned that 10 to 20 centimeters of snow could fall by this morning. And while the lower mainland was hit harder than the island on Wednesday, Lee said Vancouver Island will be hammered today as a low-pressure system is stalling over the island. Lee said the capital region may transition to rain, a little bit quicker than east and inland Vancouver Island, reaching 2 cm by this morning and 5 cm by midday. That might not be warm enough and the rain might not be hard enough to make much of a dent in the snow, however. It could be just light rain to start, and light rain on top of snow doesn't have enough power to really melt it all at once, Lee said. It will likely take a few rainstorms over the weekend to see snow mounds on roadsides start to shrink, he said. Andrew Gates of MCON Services said crews were expected to work all Thursday night to prepare roads for this morning. The priority is to plow and salt highways first, then secondary roads, feeder roads and bus routes, and finally side roads, he said. In a good snowfall, it can take a couple of days after the snow is actually finished to get to every side road. MCON is only responsible for regional district side roads. Municipalities have their own snow removal equipment and crews. Gates said trucks will be applying a lot of salt to avoid rain turning the snow to ice on highways and secondary roads. Slushy snow is really challenging to drive on, so that's going to be problematic for us, he said. He urged anyone whose travel isn't essential, or who isn't comfortable and experienced driving in snow, to consider staying home, and he advised everyone to stay clear of plows. A few trucks spun out or got stuck on Thursday, he said, including a truck that became stuck on the Keating Cross Road Hill. That road is not one MCON maintains, but it had been asked to plow and salt and sand it. Everyone just needs to plan their trip or plan to not take the trip, said Gates. BC Transit suspended a number of bus runs on Thursday as road conditions deteriorated, as did Nanaimo and Cowichan Valley bus services. BC Transit spokesman Jamie Weiss advised bus riders to check the Regional Transportation System's customer alert page at bctransit.com to learn about any suspensions or diversions. HandyDart provided only essential service levels Wednesday and Thursday. BC Ferries cancelled all sailings Thursday afternoon from Sturdee's Bay on Galliano Island, citing adverse weather and unsafe docking conditions. The Salish Raven, Salish Heron and Salish Eagle operated on a revised schedule. Most school districts and post-secondary institutions opened Thursday morning, but many closed as early as noon. Recycling pickup was delayed a second day in the capital region, as well as in North Cowichan and other communities, as snow on side roads made collection difficult. Many recreation centers around the island closed early or modified their schedules. North Cowichan Municipal Hall, the Cowichan Aquatic Center and Fuller Lake Arena closed early due to weather conditions. Drop-in classes at Fuller Lake Arena were cancelled for today. Saanich Commonwealth Pool said it would close its aquatic area at 7 p.m. on Thursday, and all registered and drop-in programs scheduled after 3 p.m. were cancelled. Relief from current winter conditions is in sight, however. The long-range forecast suggests next week will bring seasonal and even above-seasonal temperatures that are expected to continue at least until the end of January. Seharnet at TimesColonist.com.